Well, thank you very much, and thanks for this award. It was a tremendously pleasant surprise. Now, I'm not going to talk about my research. Mark suggested I informally comment on why I got the award, and I don't think I got the award for my research. I work mostly on fairly obscure Acalyptra diptera. Most of my research career has been on this family, the family Spherocerridae. I'd say about 25 years of intensive work on this group, and I doubt if more than two or three of you have ever looked at it, unless you're reviewing for some of the journals. So I won't talk about Spherocerridae work. In recent years, I've diversified a little bit, and I've worked on other groups of Acalyptrate diptera. I have a great fondness for Micropaesidae right now. There, I have to admit, even though I've devoted most of my career to Spherocerridae phylogenetics and taxonomy, Micropaesidae are much more attractive. However, I haven't finished enough work on the Micropaesidae to warrant any kind of award, nor has my work on the lower left family there, the Sphingogastridae, been significant enough to warrant any kind of award. I've just finished with co-authors Jeff Skevington and Matt Buck and David Grimaldi, a complete revision of the family Sphingogastridae, but you know, it's only got about 20 species in it, so that's not really a big deal. Whoops, going the wrong way. I suspect, and John Harity, in a conversation over a beer a minute ago, confirmed that the Thomas Say Award has something to do with that big fat book that my son is perusing right there. That being the case, I'm really glad that Mark asked me to make a few informal comments today, because I need to thank you not only for the award, but for making that book possible, because as I look around this room, I see probably about a quarter of the people here contributed in some way to that book. My books, that one in particular, are really narratives tied to pictures, and that particular book was well received, I think, for two reasons. One is that the coverage was quite extensive. Many of the things you're likely to find, at least in northeastern North America, are illustrated and identified, and also there's some good stories in there. And I owe you guys and girls for both of those things. A lot of the stories I got from generous colleagues who I showed insects and asked, well, what's going on with this? And an inordinate number of the identifications were done not by me, but by you. So thank you so much. For example, even though I am a dipterist, look at the tachinidae. There's 10,000 species of tachinids. I don't know them all, so I had to turn to colleagues, in particular Monty Wood, for species names, and sometimes even generic names, because how could I tell a story about how this is a new species of Aedogenia from Peru unless I had an expert say, yes, you're right, it is an Aedogenia, and indeed it's undescribed, and here's what the biology of that genus is like. Even the Acylidae, and all of us dipterists in the room, I guess there's a few of us, are familiar with most robber flies. Acylidae, it's one of the best loved groups of flies. But even in this group, I could look at that and say, well, it's an Omatius, but I needed an expert. I needed Eric Fisher to look at my image of that and go, oh, Steve, that's Omatius Bromleyi, that's known only from one canyon, Guadalupe Canyon, and it's a very restricted southwestern thing. And I went, boy, not only is that an identification, that's a good story. That's going to help my writing, help my book. So I'm indebted to Eric. Even for very well-known groups of flies like the Syrphidae, as I try and do more and more with tropical things, I need to turn to members of this group and go, okay, it's a Toxomeris, but that's from Costa Rica. What species is it? I needed Chris Thompson to help me out with that. And I needed Ev Schlinger to look at this Chilean Acroceret and confirm that it was a Megalibus and give me some idea about what kind of spiders this species parasitized. Whoops. Sometimes an inability to give me a species name was a good contribution from members of this community. So Norm Woodley looked at this picture of a Stratiomyid from Costa Rica and said, well, it's a Heptosis, but it's an undescribed species. That's an interesting story in itself. Readers of these sorts of books, I think, are really gripped with the idea that something that pretty could be new, you know, unknown to science. But I couldn't say that without your help, without help from people like Norm Woodley. Even for North American things, the bee flies. It's another group that most dipterists, I think, are pretty comfortable with, and I'm okay with the Eastern North American bee flies, especially since one of my students, Joel Kitts, recently wrote a key to the Ontario species for the Canadian Journal of Arthropod Identification. But for this Western species, which is obviously doing something interesting, I needed Neil Evenhuis to say, well, this is a Lordotis species, and it does have a sand chamber. It's just scooped up sand into its abdomen. It's coating a sticky egg, and in the second inset shot, it's sticking its sticky egg into the burrow of some sort of crabronid wasp. Well, that was enough information to tell a good story in my book, and I couldn't have had that kind of detail without the generous help of my colleagues here in the systematic section. Some of those colleagues, of course, are ex-students on whom I'm able to lean a little bit harder for help. Not that I've had to lean on anybody. The generosity of this community has been wonderful. But this is the family Clusiidae, a family that Owen Lonsdale over there works on. And they show up perhaps disproportionately in my works because Owen is able to give me the full story and species names. Similarity, previous student Jeff Skevington has helped out with the Pipinculidae, a marvelous group of homopteran parasitoids with good stories. But those good stories need good names, good identifications. I could have easily said, as could almost anyone here, that this is a member of the Foridae, but it took an ex-student of mine, Brian Brown, who many of you know, to look at it and go, well, that's not only a forid, that's Melaleuca. Not only is it Melaleuca, it's Melaleuca elongata, and it uses that long, sharp ovipositor to inject its eggs into adult stingless bees. Good story, good identification, and another illustration of my dependence on the generosity of this community. Another ex-student, John Harity, was a person I leaned on quite heavily for help with Microhymenoptera. I'm a dipterist, so if I'm going to include things as obscure as Microhymenoptera in my books, I need help from guys like John. Another ex-Guelph student, not a student of mine, a colleague of mine from Guelph, Mike Sharkey, helped a great deal with the Braconids. Other Canadian hymenopterists help with the little tiny things that you see on top of that upper left beetle. Lubomir Masner helped me identify Celionids and other things that used to be put in the Proctotropoidea. I guess I can't say Proctotropoidea anymore, can I? Normal throw something at me. And of course the beetles on this picture are tropical aratillids, and without Paul Skelly I never would have been able to tell the stories and put the names on those. Carolyn Chabu, I'm looking forward to meeting her. Hi, we got to talk. It's been very generous in helping out with Cassidines, which are so beautiful, it would be a shame not to include them in books, but it takes an expert to put names on these things, and of course Wills Flowers, who's here somewhere, has also been very helpful with other Chrysomelids. Jeff Huther helped out with Meloids and Staphylinids, which are very, very difficult, I think, even for some coleopterists. Al Newton has been tremendously helpful there. Weevils, Bob Anderson, Canadian Museum of Nature, has generously identified probably thousands of images and specimens of fungus weevils and weevils. So I could go on and on and on, you get the general picture. And as I look around this room, I could name about 30 people here who I have I've emailed or I've sent specimens to or I've telephoned and said, well, what's the story on the purple buprestids that you find on eucalyptus? And I've always been helped, so I won't go on and on. Maybe I have already gone on and on. You get the general idea. It's thanks very much, both for the award, and thanks very much for your help with all of these stories and all these identifications. Now, I'm finished, but I'm going to slip in one last comment, but I'm going to be very, very quick about it because I'm going to be talking about the same subject on Wednesday. But I would like to ask all of you who have helped people like me in the past by sharing your specialized identification. And I think everybody in this room has some specialized identification. You have some specialized identification skills. You have some group that if someone shows you a specimen, you'll go, oh, that's such and such. I'd like to ask all of you to consider encapsulating that specialized knowledge adding digital photos, which are now very easy to obtain and very easy to disseminate in the web, and publishing something in the Canadian Journal of Arthropod Identification, a new journal dedicated to capturing your expertise and making it available as interactive keys on the web. So I'll leave it with that. Thanks very much.